live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, members of the Inishowen Municipal District have voted in favour of legalising gaming machines across the peninsula. Donegal continues to bear the brunt of Storm Garth as over 3,000 homes are left without power this evening. Gardaí say it's possible that the gang who targeted Supervine in Dunloe may have visited the area days prior to the burglary. And a West Donegal councillor has hit out at the local authority over serious concern that the Glenties Municipal District is not seen as an equal to other MGs. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, members of the Inishowen Municipal District have voted in favour of legalising gaming machines across the peninsula. The measure was adopted by 5 votes to 4 at a meeting earlier today. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The proposal before the members this afternoon was that they adopt Part 3 of the Gaming and Lotteries Act 1956 for the whole of the Inishowen Municipal District. Following a lengthy period of discussion in private, the Cathaoirleach, Councillor Martin Farron, opened the meeting to the public and immediately called for a proposal. Councillor Paul Canning proposed adoption, with Councillor Mickey Doherty seconding. Councillor Ina Donaghy moved a counter-proposal that the measure be rejected, seconded by Councillor Jack Murray. When it went to a vote, it passed by 5 votes to 4, with Councillors Paul Canning, Nicholas Crossan, Mickey Doherty, Martin McDermott and Bernard McGuinness voting in favour. Councillors Albert Doherty, Rena Donaghy, Martin Farron and Jack Murray voted against. We understand in the region of 85 submissions were received, the majority of them in favour of the proposal. Councillor Rena Donaghy claimed not enough time had been given for the receipt of submissions and questioned whether the process was properly advertised.
Donal Carey is a member of the Irish Amusement Trade Association. He addressed councillors in Inishowen in December, which initiated a vote on the motion taking place. He has welcomed today's outcome.
It is a good day for the business. It is a matter of huge relief also, I might point out. And the few people that I must point out that were of great assistance to us in this campaign. Well, number one, we have to thank our staff who came under serious pressure due to the threat of losing their jobs. Christmas came and they were very stressed out about this matter. I would like to thank the councillors for dealing with this matter in a very efficient manner. We only came to the municipal district on the 11th of December. They were very expedient in their duties and they seen the seriousness of this and the risk to jobs and the damage that it would have on tourism in general. The business community from Inishowen has been supporting me from all angles of the peninsula in the last few months, and it's a vote for Inishowen and it's a good day for the area also. Furthermore, I would like to thank Highland Radio for having very balanced and very fair commentary.
It is quite clear that this is a contentious issue. There
yes.
are concerns out there in the community. Those concerns have been articulated. Have you heard those concerns and what can you do about them?
Well, anybody with a concern, like everybody, it is a contentious issue. It will always continue to be a contentious issue, and people can overindulge in anything, and machines are no different from shopping, eating, running, training. It is one of those things. It's one of the frailties in human beings. There are measures in place. I went to great extremes to point this out to some of the elected representatives, that there's very good measures, very solid measures in place in all the arcades in Inishowen, whereby if someone overindulges and spends money that they hadn't intended to spend, there are wonderful help there for them.
Meanwhile, anti-machine campaigner Brian Flanagan and local election candidate Sinead Stewart have also been giving their reaction.
If you care about it, we've got to organise to stop this. There's an election coming. The people, the 5 councillors who voted for it, must be made to feel the pain of what they've done.
I don't believe that they voted in the best interests of the Inishowen people as a whole. I don't believe that they have taken the time to consult with the people enough, with the Inishowen Peninsula enough in the terms of the residents, and find out what their views may well have been.
And members of the Letterkenny Municipal District are currently in deadlock over voting on whether or not to legalise gaming machines in and around the town. An intense discussion is underway with councillors expressing their views. Donegal County Council received a total of 96 submissions from a recent public consultation. However, it's been claimed today by some councillors that a quantity of the submissions had similar handwriting. Councillor Liam Blaney believes that some councillors are misinformed on what is being voted on. He's calling for a deferral and for more clarity and information to be provided to local representatives on what exactly is on the table. Thousands of people are without power in Donegal this evening as strong winds and heavy rain continue to batter the county. 3,446 homes and businesses have been affected by power outages in Letterkenny, Milford, Carndonagh and Moville. ESB Networks say they are working to repair the faults, with power expected to be returned to all areas by 9 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, the Glenswilly Fintown Road is currently blocked due to a fallen tree at Glenswilly National School. Gardaí are advising motorists to use an alternative route. A status orange warning is in place for four counties in the northwest until tomorrow morning, with a yellow alert covering the rest of the country. Met Aaron says gusts of up to 130 kilometres an hour could hit the northwest, while there's also a risk of coastal flooding. Director of Consumer Affairs with the AA, Conor Fahan, says motorists should be careful, especially if they are driving behind a truck.
That means you'll be alternately sheltered from wind and then fully exposed to crosswind. And that gust can come on you quite suddenly. If you're doing 120 kph down a motorway and you emerge from behind a truck and a gust of wind grabs you, it can pull the car out of line remarkably quickly. So the solution? Slow the speed down, concentrate particularly when overtaking, and keep both hands on the wheel.
Gardaí say it's possible that the gang who targeted Supervalu in Dunloe may have visited the area days prior to the burglary. An investigation is continuing into the incident, which happened between the hours of 11 o'clock on Sunday night and 2 o'clock yesterday morning. While nothing was stolen, substantial damage has been caused to the premises. Garda Grainne Doherty says they are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have seen cars acting suspiciously in the area.
The group of males, approximately three, possibly more, were on sure at this point, entered the building through the rear of the property, smashed a hole in the wall, entered the property. Nothing was taken from the property, but a substantial amount of damage was caused to the building itself. And if anybody in the area, I appreciate it was, you know, it was late at night, possibly not too many other people were about at that time of night, but if anybody seen anything at all, it might seem irrelevant to them, the information, you know, a car parked up suspiciously or somebody in the area that they didn't recognise from the area. If they would call into Milford with that information, it could seem irrelevant to them. It could be very relevant to us and to the investigation. They could have been in the area even a few nights beforehand, the daytime. You know, anybody that's seen anything, even in the week or two leading up to it, anybody around the rear of the property especially, or anybody just acting suspiciously in the area that they didn't recognise from the area. And as I say, it might seem irrelevant to them, could be highly relevant to us. You know, the damage caused was substantial, and, you know, sometimes when nothing's taken from the property, the damage and the cost...
There's a blow for Theresa May as the Democratic Unionists and some Conservative Eurosceptics say they won't back her Brexit deal. MPs will vote on the British Prime Minister's withdrawal plan again later after she secured assurances from the EU on the Irish backstop. But Britain's Attorney General says the UK could still be stuck in the arrangement even if it wants to leave. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says talks with Brussels have failed.
Mr. Speaker, there is no unilateral exit mechanism. There is no time limit. There are no alternative arrangements.
A West Donegal councillor has hit out at the local authority over serious concern that the Glenties Municipal District is not seen as an equal to other MDs. It was proposed that today's municipal meeting in Glenties be adjourned due to some council officials being absent. That proposal was withdrawn and the meeting proceeded. However, Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher has called for Donegal County Council to urgently clarify why proposals made at municipal level make very little progress and are not adopted by full council. She says there is an unacceptable lack of development in the area.
The issue that we're having here in West Donegal is that we're going through a budget process. And the point I'm making is, you know, a couple of hundred thousand is not going to change what we need to change in West Donegal. We need a couple of billion to to make a start to reverse our rural depopulation, you know, the numbers in our schools going down, you know, all of those different things, and also to create that employment opportunity for young people who have gone away, have studied, have got their education, but don't see an option of coming home. So I suppose the legislation that we work under, you know, it comes in front of us, it's not worth, you know, the paper that it's written on is full of contradictions, and it's trying to, I suppose, con people into thinking that the council actually has ways and means of delivering things that the legislation actually doesn't allow you to.
And you feel that some progress is being made here at meetings in Glenties, but then once it goes to Lifford, there's no word about it?
Well, we make proposals here, but they never seem to get to where they need to get to. And I would have raised a number of issues, whether, you know, they were in Fintown, you know, a number of issues that we would have been raising here over the last while, but no answer ever seems to come back, and no development actually seems to happen. And then when we do get something into a budget book, we're sitting two or three years later with actually not a thing done on the ground, and it's just not acceptable.
Almost €1.5 million has been made available to support home adaptations for older people and people with a disability in Donegal. The funding, which has been increased this year, will enable older people and people with disabilities to remain living independently in their own homes for longer. The grants are 80% funded from the Exchequer by the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, with 20% funding from Donegal County Council. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh is urging people to apply for the grants.
There's grants of 8,000 to assist people in poor living conditions. That's for older people. And there's grants then of up to 6,000 for mobility aids, etc. For people. So it's a good scheme. I know from my own experience that there's a very good take-up of it in Donegal, but I'm just delighted that this year's announcement has now been made and that the figure has again been increased.
The Justice Minister has described the sending of a number of suspicious packages to locations in London and Glasgow last week as a reckless and cowardly attack. Police in the UK are looking into claims a group calling itself the IRA was behind the incident. Three devices with Irish postal stamps were sent to Heathrow and City Airports, Waterloo Train Station and the University of Glasgow. Minister Charlie Flanagan says Gardaí and police are making every effort to find those responsible.
This was a reckless and cowardly attack on the entire community and must be condemned in the strongest possible terms. It's important that every effort is made to find those responsible.
The Department of Education and Skills has given the green light for additional accommodation at Dromore National School in Killigordon. Two extra classrooms are to be constructed at the school, one of which will cater for children with autism. It's anticipated that work on the project will commence over the summer holidays, with a view towards having the new classrooms in situ at the beginning of the new term in September. Local councillor Martin Harley says this is a major development for the community.
Yeah, it's just been announced today there, two extra classrooms, one AFD unit and one mainstream classroom. So it's they've been looking for this for a while now, and it's great. I'm delighted for the principal and the staff there, because they do fantastic work. This is kind of help them move on with the work they're doing.
And when can we see the classrooms completed?
Well, what I've been told is that works will be completed by September of this year for the opening of the new class, the new year. So that will be hopefully get work done during the summer when the class is closed, school is closed, and open for the new class, the new year of 1920.
Obviously, this will mean a huge, big deal to teachers, but also parents in the area who want their children to go to the same school effectively.
Yeah. There's been, I'll say this is probably fourth extension now over the past number of years, so if the school is growing all the time, we talk about rural areas declining, but the more national school there, and it's got bigger all the time, and it's great for the area there.
And in news just in, members of the Letterkenny Municipal District have voted in favour of legalising gaming machines in and around the town. The measure was adopted 6-3 this evening. It's after an intense discussion in the council chamber by local representatives. Donegal County Council received a total of 96 submissions from a recent public consultation. However, it's been claimed today by some that a quantity of the submissions had similar handwriting. There's no specific date as to when the change of law will come into effect. Act. Councillor Liam Blaney raised grave concerns over the move and initially called for a deferral of the vote as he claimed that some were misinformed on what exactly was on the table. All other councillors voted against a deferral.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 16 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with boxing news, and Jason Quigley will return to ring action on Saturday week, the 23rd of March, making his first professional UK appearance in London. With more, here's Oisin Kelly.
The undefeated middleweight, who has a 15-0 pro record, has been added to the undercard of the Charlie Edwards-maiden WBC flyweight world title defence against Angel Moreno at the Copper Box Arena in the English capital. Now based in Sheffield, the Dominic Ingle-trained Quigley will have his opponent confirmed in the coming days. Jason last fought back in October when he retained his NABF middleweight title, overcoming Freddie Hernandez at Fantasy Springs in California. The Donegal man will feature on a huge night of boxing at the Copper Box, which will be screened on Sky Sports in the UK and DAZN in the US. Newport bantamweight Sean McGoldrick, a man with strong Donegal family connections, will also be in the bill and fights for the first time under new trainer Jamie Moore. Tickets for the Quigley fight are on sale, and you can find a link in the sports section of highlandradio.com.
Oisin Kelly there reporting. In other news today in soccer, Ross's Community School there through to the Tom Tisher National Junior Cup Final. The school's under 17 side defeated St Gerald's College from Castlebar 2-1 in this afternoon's semi-final, played on the 3G pitch at Sligo Rovers Showgrounds. Adam McCaffrey and Oren Burgess scored the goals for the Dunlow boys. Ross's opponents for the final will be confirmed on Thursday when Bishopstown they play Lucan. And in other news, there's further embarrassment for the FAI surrounding Declan Rice. They've revealed that the West Ham midfielder has won the Young Player of the Year award, set to be given out this Sunday. The FAI say the award was voted for by members of the Soccer Writers Association when Rice was still technically a Republic of Ireland international. Rice has since switched his allegiance to play for England, and the FAI say he will not be in Dublin to collect his award. On the field tonight, Manchester City are hoping to navigate their way to the Champions League quarter-finals. The Premier League leaders hold a 3-2 lead over Schalke ahead of their last 16-second leg at the Etihad. Elsewhere, Atletico Madrid, they bring with them a 2-0 lead to Turin for their second leg with Juventus. Both those games kick off tonight at 8 o'clock. In the Championship, Leeds can reclaim top spot with a win away to Reading tonight. Sheffield United can also keep the pressure on the leaders with Chris Wilder's side welcoming Brentford to Bramall Lane. Bristol City will move back into the playoff spots with a win at home to Bottomside Ipswich. Blackburn, they host Wigan. And Bolton will look to put their wage problems behind them when they face Sheffield Wednesday. Up in Scotland, there's Scottish Cup quarter-final replays on tonight. Hearts, they play Partick Thistle, and Rangers, they play Aberdeen. In some other news, Liverpool, they'll be without Naby Keita for tomorrow night's Champions League last 16 second leg with Bayern Munich. The Guinea midfielder hasn't travelled to Bavaria due to a minor injury. Trent Alexander-Arnold, he was among the travelling party despite sustaining a minor injury on his own 4 minutes from the end of Saturday's 4-2 win over Burnley. Manager Jurgen Klopp will also continue to monitor the fitness of both Dejan Lovren and James Milner. Bayern and Liverpool go into tomorrow night's game scoreless on aggregate. And Arsenal's Alexander Lacazette has had his European ban reduced from 3 to 2 games by UEFA. It means the striker will be available for Thursday's Europa League last 16 second leg tie with Rennes, as he's already missed 2 matches. Arsenal need to overturn a 3-1 deficit from the first encounter in France. Moving on to horse racing, and it's day one of the Cheltenham Festival. The feature on day one was the champion hurdle. Here's Dennis Kerwin.
JP McManus landed his 8th champion hurdle as an owner this afternoon, but not in the way most people expected. Bouverdaire was bidding for a hat-trick, but he fell early on, and victory went to 5-year-old Espoir Dallin, trained by Gavin Cromwell and ridden to victory by Mark Walsh. The 16-1 shot finishing 15 lengths clear of Mellon, with Silver Streak filling the places. Lorena was 4th, while 7-4 favourite Apple's Jade disappointed once again at Cheltenham, finishing back in 6th. Ruby Walsh and Willie Mullins recorded their 6th success in the Supreme Novices hurdle, when with 6-1 shot Classical Dream landed the festival opener under another brilliant ride from Walsh. And Mullins recorded a double when 5-1 shot Duke de Genevra was steered to a wide margin victory in the Arkle Chase by jockey Paul Townend. So, Irish trained horses win the three big races on day one of the Cheltenham Festival, with top honours going to Gavin Cromwell with his Espoir Dallin winning the Champion Hurdle. With the Irish Daily Star offering an exclusive Cheltenham Festival insight from jockeys Davy Russell and Jack Kennedy, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Yes, and with high ones expected tomorrow, there's an inspection. They're going to inspect the course tomorrow morning to decide if they're going to have racing tomorrow. Hopefully they will. Moving on to rugby, and Josh Van de Fleer has been ruled out of Saturday's final Six Nations game with Wales. The Leinster flanker suffered a groin injury in the first half of Ireland's 26-14 victory over France last weekend. Dan Levy, he returns to the squad, having not featured so far this campaign due to a calf injury. And Rob Kearney is expected to be fit for Cardiff, having been a late withdrawal from the win over Les Blues, while Joey Carberry is back in contention after a hamstring injury. A win for Wales will see them claim the Grand Slam, and Jonathan Sexton will be happy to crank up the pressure on Saturday's hosts.
Yeah, they'll be under pressure, but we're under pressure as well. We want to finish on a high. We want to win a championship. We still have a shout, and we know if we can get a result and a good performance, that then the pressure's on England. And if the pressure's on them, well, then you never know what might happen.
Finally for this evening, in cycling, Sam Bennett has claimed a second ever stage victory in the Paris-Nice. The Irish Borough Hans Grobe sprinter claimed today's third stage into Moulin Azur. Bennett's last stage victory in the famous race came over 2 years ago, and today's win is his third stage victory over 2019. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, all variants of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft have been temporarily banned from flying into and out of Irish airspace. The Irish Aviation Authority says it's taken the decision following two fatal accidents involving the plane in recent months. Niall Colbert reports.
This temporary suspension came into effect at 3 o'clock this afternoon and follows a similar ban made by the UK's Civil Aviation Authority earlier today. The Irish Aviation Authority issued instructions to all commercial airlines that no flights on Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts would be allowed to arrive, depart or fly over Irish airspace. The decision comes following two fatal incidents involving the MAX 8 aircraft in recent months. In October, the plane crashed in Indonesia, killing all 189 people on board, while on Sunday 157 people, including County Clare native Micheál Ryan, were killed when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed shortly after takeoff in Ethiopia. The IAA says it's been closely monitoring the situation, but due to a lack of information from the flight data recorder, they've opted to place this temporary suspension on all variants of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft as a precautionary measure.
For weather now, staying extremely windy for the rest of the day, with frequent blustery showers merging to longer spells of rain. Some of the showers will be heavy with hail and a risk of thunder. Very strong westerly winds will reach a gale force with severe gusts and a risk of coastal flooding. Lowest temperatures this evening of 4 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, members of the Inishowen and Letterkenny municipal districts have voted in favour of legalising gaming machines. The measure was adopted by 5-4 at a meeting in Inishowen this afternoon and was adopted by 6-3 this evening in Letterkenny. Thousands of people are without power in Donegal this evening as strong winds and heavy rain continue to batter the county. Over 3,000 homes and businesses have been affected by power outages in Letterkenny, Milford, Carndonagh and Moville. Gardaí say it's possible that the gang who targeted Supervalley in Dunloe may have visited the area days prior to the burglary. An investigation is continuing into the incident, which happened between the hours of 11 o'clock on Sunday night and 2 o'clock yesterday morning. And a West Donegal councillor has hit out at the local authority over serious concern that the Glendies Municipal District is not seen as an equal to other MDs. It was proposed that today's municipal meeting in Glendies be adjourned due to some council officials being absent. That proposal was withdrawn and the meeting proceeded. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, March the 12th. The death has taken place of Margaret Ann Hamilton, 3 Listu Road, Ernie Strabane. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Ernie Parish, care of any family member or William Key, funeral director. House private, family, friends and neighbours welcome. The death has occurred of Sean Lynch, 85 Melmount Road, Strabane. Sean's remains will repose at his late home tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Funeral from his late home on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in St Teresa's Churchyard, Sion Mills. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mary Ann Coyle, Mammy Tan Gavang, Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass at 12 noon on Thursday in the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infa, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Oncology Daycare Centre, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place at Duncarron Court, Belfast, of Rory Forrester. Rory will repose at his father's home, 3 Pinewood Crescent, Clody, County Derry, from this evening until funeral to St Peter and Paul's Church for Glenclody for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Thomas Gallagher, Maher Ard, Malinhead. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from his home on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Lagmallen, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only. And the death has taken place of Thomas Hegarty, 6 Ashelwara, Glencolumbkill. Remains are reposing at his sister Rosemary's house, the old school Malamore. Funeral tomorrow morning in St Columbus Church Cashel, Glencolumbkill, at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to cancer research to Michael Byrne, undertaker or any family member.